Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You're listening to some of the beautiful music from the animated film from Ireland, Wolfwalkers, a film that is visually stunning and, of course, one of the Academy Award-nominated Best Feature Animation Films of the year. Joining us is our Film Week critic, Charles Solomon, who has written a new book, The Art of Wolfwalkers, absolutely beautiful film. Charles, thanks so much for talking about this. Let's talk first of all just about Cartoon Saloon, the Irish company, and what it's known for with these beautiful films. When you watch one of their movies, it's clear where it came from.
Oh, yes. And it's a small studio. They still cling to the belief that drawn animation is a valid art form. They're very talented. They bring in artists from all over Europe who are also very talented and create these lovely visuals and interesting stories. And I first got interested in their work with The Secret of Kells, their first feature, also directed by Tom Moore, because it was something I hadn't seen before. These don't look like Hollywood drawn films. They don't look like Japanese drawn films. They're very Irish. They're very true to their roots. And they're lovely, as you say.
And Song of the Sea, which followed Book of Kells, or Secret of Kells, I should say, about the Book of Kells. Song of the Sea is gorgeous, too.
Oh, yes. And that's also, all these films are very personal and deal with the artist's roots in Irish culture. And Song of the Sea, Tom Moore told me that it came at a time when he felt you could see Irish culture was being kind of lost, that the advent of television and other mass media were kind of homogenizing things, and the old fables were being turned into myths for tourists and to sell marshmallow breakfast cereal. And it was kind of his looking at that passing of the traditions.
Well, and you begin this book looking at the history of stories of shape-shifting in Ireland and how that factors into Wolfwalkers. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I found that fascinating. It wasn't something I knew about, but it was stories Tom had been hearing since he was a young man in the Young Irish Film Program. And in these legends, people were not werewolves. They didn't have to turn into some ravening monster in the full moon. They could change shape as they wished. And there are also stories in Ireland about people and wolves getting along and wolves guiding people through the dark forests who treated them with respect. And then when Cromwell came in, he depicted Ireland as a wolf land, something that had to be subjugated and civilized to England. And that was when they began to exterminate the wolves. And those stories got, you know, put on a sign to obscurity or were no longer proper to tell.
Explain how the directors come up with the look for the film, because there's such a distinct style that's carried out throughout the entirety of the film. And what is the process for them arriving on that?
Well, it took a while, as they would tell you, but there are two very distinct looks in the film. Because the city of Kilkenny, where Tom Moore is from and many of the artists are, which Cromwell did visit, is seen as, this is the human world under the British occupation. And so it's depicted rectilinearly. Everything is at right angles. There are heavy, dark lines around things, but lines that are frayed and friable a little bit, suggesting old woodblock prints and that tradition in Ireland. Whereas the forest is still wild. It's still the native Ireland. And it's done in a curvilinear form. It's almost Art Nouveau, and it's watercolor. And there's a freedom and an energy and a beauty there that feels untamed and graceful and warm in a way that the city, with its hard angles and straight lines, doesn't communicate.
We're talking with our Charles Solomon, the animation authority and critic. Charles's latest book, and he's written many on animation, his latest is The Art of Wolfwalkers, the Oscar-nominated animated film for Best Animated Feature. It features an afterword by co-director Tom Moran and Ross Stewart. Let's talk about the music, because we played an example, and we'll in fact conclude our interview with some music from the soundtrack of the film. But Charles, this is something Cartoon Saloon is known for, the very Irish sound of their films.
Yes, there's an Irish band, Kila, that's done music for all the preceding Irish films. I don't know if they did anything for The Breadwinner or not, which was set in Afghanistan, but again, the music goes back to the roots of the story and the roots of the people. And a little surprise that the band got is that if you look in the town square of Kilkenny in the film, the band is caricatured and they're the buskers who are playing for coins in the town square. And fortunately, they were able to get them recorded, to get the orchestra recorded just before the lockdown. And it was like in the very last weeks that they were able to get all that done, and it was safely in the can. And they had to finish the visuals for the film under lockdown with people staying at home. And Cartoon Saloon had always been a very cozy kind of studio. It's relatively small. I doubt more than 200 people altogether. And it was, you know, there's a staff room where people are always bringing in goodies, many of them vegan, because a lot of the artists are, and Tom is. And suddenly that atmosphere wasn't possible. And they're worried about the future of the studio. And now post-COVID, will they be able to recreate it? Can you have common rooms again? Can you have the kind of interpersonal communication that's contributed to the films? And I think adds to the warmth of them, because you sense that people love what they're doing and like and respect each other.
And how did they get that cohesion when they're using artists from throughout Europe?
Well, a lot of it is the director's vision and finding the key people to lead on characters and certain areas of design so that there's an example to follow. And animation has proved remarkably resilient during COVID, that there isn't necessarily a need for a huge studio where everyone is crowded together, that if the artists can meet and talk via Zoom, they can continue their work. But it, Tom and Ross said it added an extra layer that you couldn't just go to someone's room and do a drawing over one of theirs and say, can you make it a little more like this? That would mean a Zoom meeting and a discussion and sending things back and forth by email. And since the film was nearly done, they were able to continue during the lockdown. But, you know, there's a lot of work going on in animation and has been all year, and they were able to pull it off. But they really combed all of Europe. You know, there are Spanish artists and artists from the Netherlands and Scandinavia, and all contributing. The one thing that the foreigners had to learn, even one of the key artists was Brazilian, is they wanted the feel of the Irish forest, which has a very special palette because it's wet there. And so there are certain emerald greens and turquoises, and they would look at something and say, no, this is a French forest or a Brazilian forest.
Wow.
And they had to go on field trips to the remaining Irish old growth forests and just sort of absorb the colors and the atmosphere and the mosses.
We have
and
to
undergrowth.
End on that note, Charles. Thank you so much. The beautiful book, The Art of Wolfwalkers, written by our own Charles Solomon of Film Week. Have a wonderful weekend. Remind you, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, our Film Week Academy Awards preview. Tickets, kpcc.org/in-person.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.